ghost of the past and look to the spirit of the future. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Hannah.
How are you?
You know, I made a real comeback since last week.
Oh, you have? You're actually talking to completely normal?
Through my nose?
Mm-hmm. You laughed a little bit? You didn't cough afterwards?
Cough free. You really take it for granted, you know?
It's strange how you suddenly realize how much you need oxygen.
Yeah, when you can't have it.
Oh my God. Well, Jessica, I am sweltering in this swampy heat.
But isn't this like your season of thrive?
This is actually my season of thrive. I had so much fun today because I was out. I went out for a run in the trails and I didn't run into any spiders. And I was dripping with sweat from the summer.
I simply can't think of anything I want less out of life.
And it was the best. I finished it and I was like, oh my God, this is the best morning. And a rabbit ran in front of me. I saw its little white tail. And it felt like beautiful. It's my beautiful summer high. This happened to me today.
Okay, Snow White. What you drinking?
What are we drinking? Jessica, you have made an amazing beverage. So this beverage started, what, 2 weeks ago? A week ago? Jessica and I send each other reels back and forth on Instagram. It is one of our love languages. Mm-hmm. I have heard once, you know how like male penguins bring female penguins like pebbles to profess their love? Mm-hmm. It's like a thing like, I don't remember, I don't know if this is a real thing, but like adults send each other like reels or like just little love tokens to each other. You sent me one that was a tomato.
Yeah, this is a
base drink. But not a Bloody Mary, because I hate those.
Absolutely not. Can you? Well, okay. This is a tomato gin and tea.
Tomato gin and tonic.
That we got from Chef Riley Meehan on the gram.
On the gram.
But you have to do so much prep ahead of time.
Yeah, this you were committed to this. Actually, I didn't even know you were making these because I thought we were waiting on your tomato plant to grow tomatoes.
Yeah, that was never going to happen.
Well, I didn't think so, but I didn't know if you were living into Lululand for a minute.
I went to Winn-Dixie and bought some that were already grown.
You know, I should have gone to my local market and gotten us some, like, I don't know, artisanal tomatoes. As I'm saying it out loud. It would have been like our blood orange margarita drink moment.
That is true. Next, this is not going to be the last time we have these, I feel.
No, these are actually, they're so good. So describe to us the process of making these, Jessica.
Okay, first you watch Chef Riley's video 300 times. Uh-huh. He had like heirloom tomatoes. Mm-hmm. The heirloom tomatoes that the grocery store had were still like too green, I think, for this. So I just thought, I think they were just basic Roma tomatoes. Chop it up.
Mm-hmm. Chop.
In a bowl or a jar.
I'm echoing you constantly. You're like, chop it up. I'm like, yes, chop. I did not participate in making this drink. Carry on.
You take, I don't know the measurements. I will share the video, obviously.
We will share it on Instagram.
I don't have the measurements.
I'm still echoing you.
Step one is get a hype woman.
I'm so here for this drink. It's so good.
Okay. And then you put together, I think it's like a cup of sugar. Mm-hmm. And then either... a white wine or white vinegar, your call. Uh-huh. I don't like wine, so that's not happening.
Oh, so you did like just vinegar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you were doing like a sweet and sour cucumber situation, like those kind of like ratios. And then chop your tomatoes up, put some basil in it, a little black pepper, let it sit for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Strain, refrigerate. Mm-hmm. Day five, you need to olive oil wash your gin. So you put olive oil into your gin and shake it like hell and just let it sit overnight. And then you freeze it so that all the olive oil is frozen and comes to the top.
And you scrape it off?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or if you're me, you panic because you're like, how cheap is this gin? Because it didn't move when you shook it when you took it out of the freezer.
Oh.
And it turns out that it was just stuck on the heaviness of the frozen olive oil.
Yeah, it didn't have room to move, Jessica.
Actually fine.
Yes. Yeah. And I understood that. Jessica, I obviously didn't watch this video that many times because I forgot about that last step.
Yeah, and then it's, I think, 2.5 ounces each of, and then you top it with a little tonic water. Mm-hmm. Chef Riley says you drink it out of a goblet, but...
Wait, no. Do we have goblets?
He also works at the Hamptons.
Come on. I have goblets there. We're in Birmingham.
Anyway, the first one we had was Empress Gin, which made it a very interesting shade of almost translucent.
Yeah, it was like a because the Empress Gin is obviously blue.
Yeah.
Ish. And then this is reddish.
Yeah.
So that wasn't, But now we ran out of gin.
Yeah.
So we just did tequila.
Mm-hmm. Also great.
Also so good.
I can't speak for vodka because I think it's gross.
Vodka is horrible.
But I feel like any of your clear liquids would be fine.
I think what happened, I think it's the vodka fucked me up one too many times, actually.
That's fair.
And it, you know, I did it.
You know, the thing is,
I love vodka too much. I loved it until it nearly.
Potatoes are a magical thing, but what they could have stayed out of was the alcohol business.
Mm-hmm. But I do love that tomatoes can be all things.
True.
You know. So I love that for the people who love vodka. Jessica, has the internet shown you?
It's that time of the week, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw you pull your phone out and I was like, what has the internet shown us this week?
I saw it on the internet. Now you have to suffer too. Part. Whatever.
I have been paying attention to my ads and I have gotten nothing bonkers.
Okay. Well, here's what happened. We did a lot of baseball content.
Obviously, yes.
And then we were at a baseball game.
Oh, so fun.
And then I was going to get my hands on a fairly priced Black Barons jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But I got outbid on eBay.
Oh,
drama.
I hate that for you. I didn't even hear about that yet.
But now eBay gives you like, you might also be interested in.
Oh,
because I've
gotten
like, over the years, I've gotten a handful of like old postcards and newspapers and things. They're like, obviously you want Black Americana. Let me show you something.
Because you are a real historian.
Yeah. This, however, not in the like, we think you'll like this.
Oh.
We are way, way on the off. Okay.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you all of the interesting details. 12 people want one of these.
Oh.
It's in their cart.
Super popular. Mm-hmm.
The seller, who I will not out, has 100% positive feedback and 118 sales.
Okay.
This item has 96 likes.
Okay.
And I would describe this as a tchotchke.
A tchotchke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a ceramic tchotchke.
Oh, no.
It is a figure.
Mm. I don't know. I don't like where this
goes. A Black male figure.
Oh, God.
A famous figure, one could say.
Is it?
Go ahead.
Is it, I'm imagining, like, you know, a lot of Southern houses have that, like, Black, like, stable boy figure holding, a lantern? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm assuming it's, like, racist.
No.
Oh, okay.
So I would not.
You would not own one.
I would not own one.
Okay. But it's not racist.
No.
Okay, so that's why I went to the little lantern holding figure.
No.
Which is?
Maybe the same size.
Okay.
It's a little hard to tell.
Well, I'm actually lost.
Okay, well, it's on theme for our episode today.
Okay, so, is it a Christmas figure?
Yes.
Oh my God, is it Santa? It's a Black Santa.
Yes, but there's more.
Is it like a crossover of Jesus and Santa?
No.
Which is Jesus not featured in an episode today? I'm just kidding.
No. And mostly not in Christmas, actually.
All right. Reveal.
Okay. In real time, Hannah's going to describe this to us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's. It's. He's unreasonably jacked. And sucking a game cane. And holding a teddy bear. With it. Oh, by the way, his Santa coat is just open. Showing his, like, pretty well-built body. And he's wearing shorty shorts. I think you should buy that.
I don't. I don't need a December Diamond 7-inch Poke the Bear African-American Santa ornament.
Poke the Bear! Oh my God, that's very funny.
It reminds me of a different time. Of the 90s.
Mm.
Okay, Christmas commercials, right? You remember that?
No.
There was one.
No.
They still play it now.
Okay.
Like, it's made it. It's gonna come back.
Mm.
It was the Hershey's Kisses, and they played Jingle Bells.
With the hand, they were pretending to be handbells?
Yeah.
I do know it!
Okay. There was one from Kmart.
Mm.
That also played Jingle Bells. But it was all objectively handsome, ethnically ambiguous men playing Jingle Bells in boxers.
Why?
Just lined up like the Rockets. Same thing.
He would fit, yes. Jacked Santa.
Just December Diamond 7-inch like, Poke the Bear.
It's the stripper vibe.
All because I wanted a Willie Mays jersey.
I mean, come on. I'm sad you were bred for that.
Yeah, another one will come up. They come up pretty often, so.
Jessica, why are we talking about Christmas today?
Oh, well, it's July.
It's July. famous and in December.
We have decided that we're going to be the people that take the holidays off.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to do Christmas in July.
Mm-hmm. The end of season, spoiler, the end of season one will be the last Wednesday in November.
So put that on your calendar.
Yes. So you are prepared emotionally to take a break.
Or also, if you're like me, this is the time of year where I start prepping Christmas gifts.
Mm. Jessica's amazing at gifts. I start prepping Christmas gifts 4 days before Christmas.
Oh, we have two different kinds of traumas.
I am. Last year, actually, this past year, I was training for a 50K. So I finished my Christmas shopping on December 23rd so that I could do a training run on December 24th.
Well, here's the thing. Do I kind of think that Prime Day is a scam? Yes.
Obviously, yes.
But if you're looking for something specific, I think there's a good opportunity to get a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's been sitting on your wish list and you like know how much the original cost was and then you can decide on the markup situation.
Yeah, you're just kind of like watching. Because I think like, because I've tried to do better because I'm an impulse buyer, but I've tried to do a lot better. And I've actually done like keeping like, I've done really well this year. I'm so proud of myself. I bought one new clothing item since January. And it was unsurprisingly athletic wear. But I mean, I like to watch things and like wait. Oh, I take that back. I bought trail runners today.
Well, sensing a theme.
So off-brand. They were 50% off.
Okay. Well, deal's a deal.
Yeah, I was watching. I was watching and like waiting because the price kept down. But yeah, so Prime Day, if you're like watching, because I like to like wait,
yeah.
Doing better about waiting until.
Not that we have ever been sponsored ever, but it's certainly not by Amazon. But like.
They were Solomon short runners. Anybody wants to?
If
Solomon wants to call us.
Amazon, me. Are you listening? Jeff, are you there? But I try to think about like, you know, the people that I know that I would buy gifts for if they're like hobbies and things are a summertime activity.
You buy it now.
Yeah, well, I'd buy it later because it's not going to be in the off season. But if they're like a winter activity.
Buy it now.
It's like nobody's really checking for fuzzy socks right now.
No, nobody is. No.
That's why they're so cheap.
That's true. Most likely be featured on Amazon too. Or like a kitchen implant. They have lots of kitchen appliances. Mm-hmm. I think I got like an immersion blender or less.
Outdoor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Camping stuff.
Oh. Very specific hobbies. Yeah. I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But anyway, we're doing Christmas today. We're doing Christmas this week and next week. So we're not doing a full four-parter series again. We're just doing a little Christmas moment. We're going to get us prepped for the holidays because we're going to miss you in December.
Mm-hmm.
But also, something maybe we should have looked into before we did this episode is what is up with Christmas in July? Why?
It feels like probably. Like a capitalism situation.
Yeah. It feels like a bid to get people to buy stuff.
Yeah. Because that's like Memorial Day and then you kind of have 4th of July sales and there's always like a thing in between.
Mm-hmm. And there's like, I mean, yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. But it could be, because you know how Mother's Day was like actually like a pacifism thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm like, it's Christmas in July, like an anti- National something?
Can I tell you something so specific?
Yes.
Of the teenage part of my youth?
Mm-hmm.
I used to visit family a great distance from where I grew up every summer. And we'd always do like back to school shopping and stuff while we were there. Otherwise you'd have to go all the way to Denver. Or you could just like do all your mall stuff at the big mall.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
But there was a store like a couple miles down from the mall. I don't know why I'm acting like I can't tell the details of this. Because if anybody's going to know.
Someone's going to come hunting for you.
But it's
an unsolved crime you're about to confess to?
No. It was like peak Vera Bradley era.
Oh my God. Those stores? Sensory overload.
Well, this was like a Vera Bradley chunk of another store.
Mm.
That exclusively sold overpriced tchotchkes.
Obviously.
Yes. But I have a very distinct memory of a Vera Bradley Christmas in July sale happening within that store.
Mm.
And it always having like the best price of the year. But I think that was before the outlet stores opened.
Yeah.
But she's having a comeback.
Vera is. Mm-hmm. Vera is? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The girly pops love her now.
Why?
Yeah.
It's really?
Yeah.
I apologize to anybody who loves Vera Bradley.
I really like the, they have some leather options now.
Yeah, okay.
They have some, like, very pretty styles.
Is it still quilted? Mm-mm. Not quilted. Okay. I can see that.
I think the pattern inside might be just a, or like the pattern color is the same or something.
Oh, I can see that. It's got to have that like,
yeah,
you know, very vibrant swirly stuff. But you know, I'm not a woman who loves color.
No.
Well, no, take it back. I am a woman who loves color. I don't like bothering to think about color.
Yeah. You also don't like swap your bags out much.
No. Where I have one bag. I often. Mm-hmm. You're really like a...
I have the same seven. It's just that they're constantly in rotation.
Yeah, they're really, yeah. I never see one many times in a row.
Telfar has a real grip on me.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah. I love that for you. Everybody needs something they love. It's just and like, it brings you joy.
They're so easy. They're easy to clean. Mm-hmm. Good quality. They come in a pretty convenient... I don't own a large one, but I have seen one in the wild. Too big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Like that. The green one that I have. It's like three of those. They're big.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That is large.
Yeah.
I have like one of those like fanny packs that I actually wear as like a shoulder bag that I wear most of the places. I have like a little clutch and then I have one like, you know, my professional like carries my computer, carries my books, carries my stuff back. And that's all I have. And obviously four hiking bags. That's where we're different. Anyway, I just read online that Christmas in July started in North Carolina at a summer camp.
Guess where the store was?
Was it in North Carolina? You know what? This is all... We just had a full circle moment just then.
Do you know what else happened in North Carolina? The first 4th of July.
Oh. I don't know why I had the underwhelming reaction to the celebration of America.
Well, we're coming off the high of a debate.
Yeah, actually, Jessica and I are recording this the day after the presidential debate.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch it at all.
I've waited till TikTok released the funny clips.
Yeah, I like to do a little meme scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Get the highlights. Mm-hmm. And then kind of figure out what I want to deep dive into from there.
And then there's that I follow a TikTok creator, Under the Desk News. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they always release like,
yeah,
just good. They release some like good insights and stuff usually. So, but that was rough stuff. That was rough stuff, to be honest. Make it hard to be overjoyed on 4th of July.
Yeah.
But tonight we're just talking about Christmas carols. We're talking about Christmas joy. Mm-hmm. Christmas songs that we love and hate.
Also,
I'm just vibing on Christmas vibes.
What am I thinking of? The Mandela Effect?
Mm, yes.
Of A Christmas Story.
Oh.
The film.
Yeah. Okay, which one are you thinking? Because I have one in mind that my family grew up.
The first one.
No. Which effect in the film are you thinking?
I said that in a way. Did you know there's two A Christmas Story twos?
What?
You see where I was like, what do you mean, which one?
I thought you meant, like, I was like, which Mandela effect? Okay, so, okay, you know the leg lamp. Okay, we're going to back up here. There's one explanation here. The leg lamp scene, when he opens up the box, and he's like, oh, fragile. And then he says...
Must be Italian.
But my family, for some reason, translated that line as, it's French. And that just never happened. And so we used to not be... We were not allowed to watch that movie... Like, my oldest siblings watched it, and then I was not allowed because there's a curse word in it. And there's a hint of...
Fudge?
I think somebody says damn at some point.
Oh.
But also, there was a hint of the fuck word, which was fudge. Mm. But by the time I watched it, I became convinced there were two different versions of the Christmas Story. And one of them had, it's French, and the other one had, it's Italian. But actually, I think my family... hit it up. So I had this moment when you were laying the Mandela effect. I was like, did your family do that too?
No.
But that's a quirk of that is a quirk of Hannah's family of origin.
No.
But there's two Christmas Story twos?
Yeah, there was a Christmas Story two,
mm-hmm.
which we don't talk about because it was absolute dog shit.
As sequels often are.
But they made a Christmas Story. It's a second one, but it's got like a different sub name.
Okay.
That it has all, well, almost all of the original characters in it, obviously, except for the parents. Because they would be dead by now.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Oh, sad.
Well, I mean, like, if they're in their 40s in the movie.
Well, how long was it till the sequel was made?
A long time. In real life, they would be dead.
Okay.
But in the movie, like, the dad has just died.
Oh, sad.
And I think maybe the mom's still alive. Different actress, because the actress is dead. Sorry. How many times can I say dead in the Christmas Rumble?
Let's just keep talking about dead actors.
But he, like...
A beloved Christmas movie.
He's got to come home to...
Bury dad.
Arrangements and kind of deal with some other things. And he, like, reunites with all his friends at the bar. They talk about the time that the kid licked the pole.
Yes.
And then, like, Ralphie's doing fine. And he's, like, trying to write a book. He's got, like, a book deal situation. He's, like, needs some time to figure his shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then the brother... Whose name now escapes me. Andy.
Never occurred to me that childhood name.
Andy?
I could never begin to tell you.
Anyway, he's, I think, a draft dodger, is what I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or did. It's a little unclear on what the timeline is in the second one. But they're both adults. But he's given off like a hippy-dippy, the government's not coming for me.
Okay.
Fuck the police. Kind of a... Not as structured as Ralphie grew up to be.
Indeed.
Which just happens when you can't put your arms down. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you just learn to go.
It is what it is. But they all reunite at the end, and it's much better than the first, second one.
Well, I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
When was that one made?
That was, like, right around COVID.
Okay, I don't talk about. Okay. Because didn't the original actor of Ralphie come back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
I love
it. All the original friends. Scott Farkas is there. He's a cop now.
Oh, Scott
Farkas. Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I? Okay. You know me in a horror film.
Oh my God. It's the opposite of me.
My favorite horror film ever is Freddy versus Jason.
Mm.
We can deep dive that on that another time.
I wish we wouldn't.
However, I claimed October, you're going to have to learn to live with it. Because that's going to be a wild month for us all. But the actor that plays Scott Farkas is in that movie.
Oh, okay.
But he plays like an illusion.
Oh, illusion.
Yeah. Like a really bad acid trip illusion.
Oh, God.
But I remember watching that for the first time and my mom and I both going at the same time, Scott Farkas. Well, this guy's bleeding out in the bathtub.
Hey, Scott. That's so funny. Well, we've gone on Christmas Story, and we're going to talk, I think we were going to talk about Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
Our Christmas jumble.
Yeah.
Christmas playlist, so to speak.
Do you or do you not have beef with Baby It's Cold Outside?
I have no beef with Baby It's Cold Outside.
I do.
I can understand that. My true love, though, is woke versions of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, see, that's not why I got beef.
Okay, well, I want you to explain your beef, and I'm going to explain my lack of beef.
Okay.
Who goes first? Are you going first or am I going first?
You go first.
Okay, my going first is just that I think it's just a funny little flirtatious song, and it's just not that deep. And I think it was written and originally recorded at a time when women were maybe didn't have a lot of agency to sleep over with the men they wanted to, and she was just being coy, and it was just flirtatious. And I don't think it's maybe that deep. That's my take. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. What is your take?
People hooked onto it so hard and was like, is this date rape? Because Frank Sinatra overpowers her so bad because he's just Frank Sinatra.
Oh, man.
If the powerhouse level was the same, I don't think people would have been having that conversation.
Mm.
Like, even if the Kelly Clarkson...
Are you talking about the singing quality?
Yeah. But he overpowers anybody he does duets with.
I know. Yeah, he's so great, y'all. And he was like... Oh, he's so you're listening to that voice and you're like,
Well.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I thought he was really handsome.
I wouldn't agree.
I do. Agree with myself.
I would not argue he's the most handsome of the Rat Pack.
Oh, no. He's definitely not the most handsome of the Rat Pack. But he had like an appeal, you know?
I get it.
Dean Martin, very handsome.
It's because he has a different nose.
Well, yeah. And Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
He just had like, there was like a charisma.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Yeah.
But no, Frank Sinatra not the most handsome, but there was like an appeal there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get why he is like you know, people fall over him like people fell over Elvis.
Yeah. I think you're right. The singing quality was not quite the same.
But, like,
even not the singing quality. I don't mean not the singing quality, but, like, you know.
It's just, like, it correct. Sounds like somebody's, like, really loud on the mic, and then the woman was also in the room.
Mm.
But there are other versions of that song that came out at the same time where there's more equity,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't come off so abrasive.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Like, the Kelly Clarkson and, who sings it with her?
Mm.
Kelly Clarkson and John Legend.
Mm.
They're pretty equal.
Yeah.
In vocal range.
Yes.
So even though the lyrics are absolute dog shit, they sound equal.
It's like, I love the vocal range so much.
It's like a hard left. It's
so bad.
Wet dream.
It's so bad. It's just, I mean, like the first time I heard it, I was like, this is amazing. That I would say I do think the woke versions are the best. But I really genuinely think it's just a fun song. I think people are overreacting. I will say, along the same vein, I think Miley Cyrus has a version of, like, Santa Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, very fun. It's, like, you know, it's like an empowered version of it, which normally I kind of like. Those never come off well. But she did a great job. I think it was, like, on the talk show or something.
Yeah.
But I was like, I fucking wish she would actually just put this in a Christmas album, because it was a lot of fun.
Can I tell you my favorite rendition of Santa Baby?
Mm-hmm.
It includes Run DMC and Snoop Dogg and Salt-N-Pepa.
Also, not surprising. That those three have been your favorite.
Yeah. It's just that, I'll put it in the playlist, but it's very like a kind of a social commentary, kind of a Christmas song.
Oh, okay. But better than John Legend's attempt.
Yeah. Remember that early part of John Legend's career where he was just like doing the most for no reason?
No. No.
There was a time where it's like, John, reel it in, babe. Scale it back.
So what was his doing the most look like? Because actually, as you know, I'm not
pop it was culture prepared. Like, the songs were good, but it was, like, very overproduced. He was, like, screaming instead of just, like, singing in a way that made sense for him.
Mm-hmm. He had to find, like, his own style.
Yeah. And then Ordinary People came out and we were like, oh, you can sing in a regular tone.
Mm-hmm. Because I think, I mean, man, I think he's so good.
And then he did, the theme song for Selma,
which
could send me into a coma.
The theme song?
And the movie.
Well, the movie, yes. But the theme song, you didn't like it?
Yeah. Someone out here is going to agree with my hot take.
Okay.
It's not going to be you, because you have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't think Common is as for the people as he portrays himself to be.
Mm.
And he also blamed James Bevel in that movie, and how dare you make the theme song. My hot take.
I mean, you know, I'm with you on Jay, by the way.
I think it could have just been a John Legend only song and it would have been fine.
Well, yeah, I
didn't need him.
I do think it would have been the Commons section. You know, it just, it feels like it interrupted the song.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, what the fuck do I know? Meisinger? No.
No, but it sounds like they recorded it in two different locations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were never in the same room, which has only worked, I would argue, one time with Airplanes, with Paramore and B.O.B. They met for the very first time on stage when they performed it at the VMAs.
It does. I'm sure they weren't in a different room. But also, I don't know. It just feels like it didn't quite belong in the song to me.
Nope.
Like, I don't know.
Now, you don't get to talk about Glory and be James Bevel. The fuck?
No. Fuck that guy. Also, why would they even, like, just leave him out? Just erase that man from history. It's fine.
Yeah, they didn't get anything else right.
I mean, no, they sure didn't.
Like, well, they got the one thing right.
That only that thing.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, they didn't do right by Selma.
No.
Even in the making of the film.
No.
So, I gotta, you know, I've got some, like, other beef with that film then.
Yeah.
That would be some my beef.
Insider baseball knowledge. Beef. Mm-hmm. And then also, I remember when the backlash came out because everybody was like, MLK would never cheat on Coretta.
No, that was so dramatic.
But that was, like, arguably the best thing he was at, was cheating on his wife a lot.
Mm-hmm. That would
Malcolm would never.
Malcolm would never. And I don't know how bad he would handle that.
Bayard Rustin wouldn't either. He would never cheat on his partner. They were together forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, there are some other stuff. Mm-hmm. We could have just left James Babel out of the whole situation.
Are you a white Christmas watcher?
Yes.
Or like a musical, like a Christmas musical?
I do like a Christmas musical. I have to admit, I was soured on White Christmas a little bit. And that is because I actually love that film. But the song White Christmas came from a different movie whose name I now forget. Christmas Holiday or something. But White Christmas was actually written for that film. And Bing Crosby was in it also. And blackface is heavily in multiple scenes involved in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I turned it on and I watched, you know, I grew up on a lot of old movies because, mm-hmm. you know, cult. And so I grew up like watching a lot of Bing Crosby movies. And that's the first time I'd seen like that. But I watched it because I read like, you know, White Christmas was written for this mm-hmm. one movie and it's actually made famous by White Christmas. And it just shook with me. And I just haven't been able to quite enjoy White Christmas in the same way, to be honest. Because I was shocked. It was horrible. It was a horrible scene. Anyway, but I do, you know, without, if I could like get that out of my mind mm-hmm. or if it never happened, maybe probably wouldn't be as ruined.
Yeah.
But getting the image of like White Christmas and like a blackface moment, mm-hmm. not great. Not great.
It's a tough sell.
It was a rough moment for me. It's kind of marred my childhood movie.
I am not a musical fan kind of broadly. Mm. I do love the Newsies. Mm. But only the Christian Bale one.
It's on Disney Plus now. I've never watched it.
Why we just live in such different households? Why would I have Disney Plus?
I don't know. Star Wars.
What?
Doctor Who? No.
Do you know me at all?
No, I do know you. I'm offering this in a hope that maybe you'll watch Doctor Who. It's so good. It's not something you would watch, no.
No, it's not. Famously, not.
But I did grow up on a lot of like Christmas musicals. And like there's this really wholesome movie, old movie called Christmas in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So cute. So cute. I do love an old Christmas movie.
I like okay. I can already tell who's going to give me flack for this.
Mm. Is it me? No. It's not me. It's me.
I go through phases mm-hmm. where I want to watch every Tyler Perry movie that he has ever done.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
For better or worse. Mostly worse.
Yeah. I remember. I mean, I feel like he went through this not too long ago.
Yeah. Well, he has a series on Netflix that takes place in a southern juke joint that was really good.
Okay. Yeah. Love that.
But I just want to live in the drama.
Mm. Do you like the drama? Like
it's the same every time. They're like the Nancy Drew books of movies.
I mean, hey.
But I think
it's
watched.
It's a comfort item.
Yeah. Why Did I Get Married? It's like a winter movie. Mm. And I think maybe I'm a winter movie person more than like a Christmas movie person.
Yeah. And I know both me and you have this common. We love a bad Christmas movie, though.
Yes.
You know, Fancy Lawyer, Small Town, Saves a Bakery.
If it's got Hallmark on it, I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, Netflix has its own mm-hmm. releasing of bad Christmas movies. You know, what is the movie? It's about the prince, the Christmas prince. There's like four of them now. The best.
What's the one called where Melissa Joan Hart kidnaps?
Holiday in Handcuffs, man.
Mario Lopez.
The best. It's like, it's so good. And then what is, and there's one, a princess swap. There's one with, oh my God, she's in a High School Musical. She dated Zac Efron.
Oh yeah. I can see her face, but yeah, I can't think of her name.
Vanessa Hudgens. She's in a, like a Christmas series.
Can I tell
just
you?
Just adds new versions of Vanessa Hudgens to the cast. Every single is the best. I love those movies.
Absolute.
What are you ready for?
Favorite Mario Lopez Christmas film.
I already know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
It's a recipe for seduction on Lifetime, sponsored by KFC. Where through the power of love and his 11 herbs and spices, Mario Lopez, who plays Colonel Sanders, saves Christmas. But I have pulled up and will share the movie poster. What's happening here?
Mm-hmm. Sexy Colonel Sanders.
Sexy Colonel Sanders. Mario Lopez is Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
But the background is like a Die Hard, which I know is divisive on its own as a Christmas film.
And he's like, it looks like soap opera-esque, the way he's like holding the female like protagonist. Be on
a, like a book.
Yeah.
Like a romance.
Like
book.
A, like, yeah, like a money moment.
Yeah.
Is the thing. I haven't read any, like, Christmas rom-com books, though.
I've read some Christmas murder mysteries.
Okay. That's
different. I went through a... I'm gonna circle it back, I swear.
Okay. Was Santa involved?
No. This, again, I think would be like Christmas is happening in the town kind of situation. Mm-hmm. It's the Granny Reed mystery series.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, Granny Reed is just raising her grandkids because her daughter's kind of a dipshit, a drug addict. Mm. She just like helps the local sheriff fight crimes. And he also is like kind of in love with her, but won't make a move.
Mm, so it's just a perpetual.
Yeah.
Will they, won't they?
Like the very first one, I get murdered at the motel. It's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was like the accusation that like a white supremacist group murdered the hotel owner, motel owner.
Did they?
It turns out that the crotchety weird woman in town came down the hill and killed the guy because he wasn't doing white supremacy right. And she had also fled to the United States from Germany after being a concentration camp guard.
Well, that also went.
Then she took a Hitler pill and killed herself in front of Granny Reed.
Wow. What a journey.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where you like those.
But there's always this, like, in those ones, because some of them take place at, like, Halloween, some of them are just, like, summer vacation. She's got to figure out how to take care of these four little kids.
Yeah.
And there's that, like, push and pull. And then it's also, like, Granny, what if you just stayed out of people's business? But then if you didn't, then, like, how would your love interest with the sheriff unfold?
Mm-hmm.
Who has been a widow for so long, and it's time for him to love again.
Oh. Which he does love again, is Granny.
Every time.
How old is she?
She's got to be in like her early 60s.
Okay. I don't know why I'm imagining like a 95-year-old Betty White.
But I don't know. That would be an interesting plot twist.
Mm-hmm. That'd be.
But there's a subset of those books with the oldest granddaughter.
Oh?
And she becomes I think she owns a bakery or something and also side fights crime.
Well.
So they're all like food themed.
Food themed and fight crime. I love this. I do love. I think I might get into some Christmas rom-coms this year because I'm like.
Someone I keep seeing all over the internet that's like maybe ice hockey,
yeah.
Ice skater.
I thought that was something pretty popular this past Christmas. But I read I listen to like audiobooks and like not like you know rom-com audiobooks or something like silly, and then I don't have to really think a lot about while I'm like
doing
walking,
stuff.
Yeah, doing stuff, and I don't have to like pay attention.
Are you counting them for the summer book challenge?
I did count the last one. I was like, why am I not counting these? And then I started another one while I was working out today on my run. Because I tend to do. Yeah, it's when I don't have to, like, think about stuff. But I also normally, if I'm reading, like, a literary fiction, which is most of what I read, or poetry, I want to have, like, a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
For the experience.
Yeah.
Another thing. So
just if you want to go back to it again.
We've done songs and movies. Mm-hmm. What else is there to Christmas?
The food.
Oh my God, the food.
What okay. else is there to Christmas?
So I am married to a very good cook. I'm gonna jump into food right now. I am, and my family is very large. My side of the family is very large, and we're very food people. Very, very food people. My husband is a very good cook, and he has turned into the handle the meat at Christmas cooker man. And so normally we have like a beef tenderloin. My mom buys all the beef. Jimmy wraps it in a like salt crust and wraps it up. Like so he does like a salt crust and he rolls in a towel. He like ties like, I don't know, butcher knots around the towel. And then he puts it directly onto a bunch of hot coals.
In a towel?
Yeah. Apparently the towel like burns away, mostly burns away. And like it creates, like it contains all the salt and the herbs on the outside and like creates this like beautiful little crust. Mm-hmm. And then you got to break it out of the crust.
I see.
And then you do like a little horseradish sauce on it. And he's like, it's like, it's so good. I look forward to it all year, literally. It's amazing. But it's like whole chunks of meat. And that we literally eat meat. And then we have potatoes and salad as well. But we really just eat the meat. To be honest. Okay. That's what we do.
Got a very specific time of the year for a carnivore diet.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We're here for the meat and the meat only. Is basically the vibe. And then also dessert. Because one of my older sisters is, like, a really, really good baker. I mean, the oldest sister is going to be offended that I didn't say she was also a good baker, because she is. But my second oldest sister, like, really goes very hard. And she always does, like, a big fancy cake. I like to bake as well, but I bake, like, pastries, like, breakfast pastries.
Mm-hmm.
My vibe. And loaves of bread. As you know.
I do.
That's the best. Do you have a food, a Christmas food?
Well, one time as a youth, I threw a fit. Was like, Ralphie gets to have Chinese food. How come we can't have Chinese food?
I think that's valid.
That's usually the tradition. I am more of like a, every year I'm like, I'm going to make a new treat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
But you think about it. That's all that counts.
Yeah. Because it's not that I'm like particularly busy around the holidays, but it's like in my mind, I think I know it's like wind down time. I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
What I do not like, which is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint.
Yeah, it's unfortunate for you. Because it's kind of in everything.
Yeah.
Because it's like the pumpkin spice girlies become peppermint girlies.
Well, I am a pumpkin spice girly, but mm-hmm. I just
don't.
Not
you, though. Mm-mm. No.
No.
Oh, I hate that for you.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. But it's also the peak time for cherry cordials. And that.
I only know cherry cordials from Anne of Green Gables.
Mm-hmm.
One thing it's a peak time for. Starbucks has a caramel spiced apple cider in the winter that I do really love. Mm-hmm. But I also don't love a hot chocolate. But I'm not a hot chocolate, a peppermint. And a lot of people do peppermint hot chocolate. But I like a lavender hot chocolate. And it's where you steep lavender in milk and then make hot chocolate.
And then do the hot chocolate. That makes sense.
It's so good.
I can make a mean hot chocolate with a bourbon in it.
Ooh. I'm feeling it for our last November episode before our Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do a thing.
Yeah.
But no, I love Christmas. I think Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday day, but I think since having kids, I have a real love of like the Christmas season.
I think that's where I'm at. Like, I like the holiday season. I'm into the spirit. People are a little jollier.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. Like, I like buying like.
I think it's largely because I don't work in retail anymore, so everybody's like in a great mood.
Yeah,
maybe that's a lie.
The one time I briefly worked in retail for 2 weeks was the holiday season. Coming up on the holiday season, and it was not great. It was not great. But also, I think, like I said, I usually try to take at least 2 weeks off in December. But also, December, like that week before and after Christmas, what you doing? Why are we at work?
Yeah.
What do you expect it to happen?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Nothing's going to happen.
No.
Nobody's answering emails. Yep. Everybody wants to circle back out to the holidays. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a fuck. But I do really like the holiday season. And I kind of get the thing of, like, Christmas is very much feels like a season. It's, like, for not just kids, but, like, for the child within. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, I know there's plenty of people who struggle through the holidays for all sorts of reasons, mm-hmm. but I think if there was, like, ever a moment where, like, it's also okay to just, like,
mm-hmm.
do your own thing.
Yeah, be where you're at.
Yeah.
And just kind of let the season be what it is.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't think it's not always a bad thing, I think, for some seasons to bring up some feelings of, like, sadness. Because sometimes you got to remember, like, there's some loss there.
Yeah.
And there's, like, some sadness there. Because I think, like, you know, I've been through some things that sometimes these seasons, like a lot of joy, also bring up a lot of like mm-hmm. some sadness because you're like, well, you know, you're just remembering, you know, this time, sometimes that I was meant to be really joyful and I was really grieving and I was mm-hmm. really hurting. So I like that. I don't think it's a bad thing that these seasons can bring up some stuff that feels kind of sad. Mm-mm. I think it's a good thing, personally.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I mean, I've said like a number of holiday seasons alone,
mm-hmm.
which was, I mean, hard, don't get me wrong, but also, like, I think it's an interesting opportunity to decide, like, what do you want your own traditions to be?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's none. That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe it's Robin.
But maybe you want to, like, Thanksgiving. I'm going to back up on the holidays for a second. Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving.
Where many people would watch the Peanuts movie.
Mm.
And the Great Pumpkin.
You know, I watched that and the Charlie Brown Christmas for the first time this year.
Last year. I always watch Son-in-Law, which is a Thanksgiving film on Thanksgiving.
We always watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which feels a lot more basic now. It's so fun, though. All the balloons.
Jackson State got to play last year.
I mean, Huffman High School here in, you know, Birmingham, greater Birmingham area. It's been quite a couple times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty great. So, just saying.
If you're like, the high school kids got to go, I'm like, what about the HBCUs?
Well, it's basically just a black high school, so it works out. But they're terrific. We love the HBCUs.
One thing I miss about Mississippi in the holiday situation
mm-hmm.
in downtown Natchez.
Natchez.
What is regularly a four-way stop. They put a big ass Christmas tree in the middle of the street and turn it into a roundabout.
The best.
But everybody goes to take their holiday pictures there. And every year they look the same. And every year you could be like, they went to Natchez.
Mm. They're at the four-way stop turn roundabout with the other Christmas tree.
You can also always tell when Hallmark movies are being made because they always go to Natchez to film them. And people are sweating to death in July in their Christmas sweaters.
Their Christmas sweaties. Sweaties in more than one. Ah, bless. That's so fun. But I think next week we're going to do another Christmas-themed episode. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Charles Dickens and A Christmas Carol.
You're just going to give it away.
What?
Just going to give it away.
Ah, okay. Did you want it to be a surprise?
Like a early Christmas gift. To you all.
You're welcome. You'll come back. I thought it's going to be interesting.
All right, all you hatelets and hauntlets. Apparently we're going to learn about Charles Dickens and his shenanigans. The secret is out. Tell your friends. Tell your wife. Tell your partner.